In the League of Outsider Baseball, Gary Sierodkowski has collected the stories of ballplayers ranging from preposterously obscure to utterly unappreciated. Lots of those players appeared in the major leagues, but two of the pitchers involved in an especially unlikely matchup did not. Kenzo Nushita pitched for the Pacific Coast League Sacramento Senators in 1932, and in an early season tilt against the Oakland Oaks, Nushita was matched against Lee Gum Hung. It was a pairing that might have made any promoter of prize fights proud, and I think I'll let Gary Sierodkowski pick it up from there.
Yeah, it was 1932, and the summer of 32, and it's right in the depths of the Great Depression. It's just going to get worse. The Sacramento Senators had a not very good team that year, and they were looking to boost their attendance any way they could, and they wound up signing a guy by the name of Roy Nushita.
Nushita, born in Hawaii, was a pitcher in Northern California's Nisei Leagues. Japanese fans loved him.
He's a little guy. He's about 5'2", just about 100 pounds soaking wet. But he had this great curveball. He had a whole assortment of junk pitches that he would throw, and he just would baffle hitters. Number one, because he was so small. And number two, he would just be able to throw these crazy curves. So the Senators wind up signing him. It was a smart move because not only did they get a pretty good pitcher, but he came with his own ready-made fan base. All the Japanese-American fans that would see him in semi-pro fields started going to the Senators games to watch him pitch. So the Senators make a round of all the Pacific Coast League teams, and they come into Oakland. Now, Oakland has an even more miserable team than Sacramento at the time. They're just wallowing in a terrible place in the standings. So the owner of the team, this guy Vic Vincenzi, sees a marketing idea.
Japan's answer to the economic blizzard of the Depression was war. First, an invasion of Manchuria, and then China.
The owner of the Oaks looked out his window and saw that there was a huge Chinese-American population in Oakland. So he got a great idea. Not only was he going to get his own Chinese player to tap into this untapped market of Chinese-American fans, he's going to put him up against Nishida when he comes to town, and they're going to fight the Sino-Japanese War on the ball field. They go out and they try to find a suitable Chinese pitcher. Well, two of the guys on the Oaks had played high school baseball with a guy named Al Bowen. Al Bowen's real name was Lee Gum Hung. He was Chinese-American. He was about 6'2", big, burly pitcher, and he was a strikeout king on the sandlots of Oakland. Oakland signs him to a contract. The press starts playing up this Chinese-Japanese rivalry. Nishida never really made any comments about being Japanese or standing up for Japan. On the other hand, Hung started courting all the newspapers, and he was kind of like a pre-Muhammad Ali. He would just start, you know, railing to the press that he represents China and they're going to fight this and China's going to win this on the field. So, you know, he really whipped up the press into a frenzy.
Japan v. China as a pitching duel fizzled. Nushita hit the showers early, and Hung left the game in the sixth inning.
So neither man wound up with the win that day. But there was about 3,000 Chinese fans that filled Oaks Park. They just went crazy, and they're throwing firecrackers, they're cheering on Lee Hung, and it's a complete success. Back then in the 1930s, the Pacific Coast League would play six games in each city. So 5 days later, these two men start against each other again. And again, it's whipped up into this big Sino-Japanese war frenzy, and all the Chinese fans come out to represent Hung, and Japanese fans come and represent Nishida. It ends badly for Nishida again. He gets knocked out of the box pretty early. But Hung winds up pitching a six-run game and wins 7-6. And so he winds up taking the Sino-Japanese War Battle Royale of the Pacific Coast League. To get 3,000 fans out to see two lousy teams in 1932 in the depths of the Depression, that was a huge deal. I mean, these people really came out in droves to support their guys. It's interesting to me that the Pacific Coast League didn't continue to tap into that.
Do we know whether Nishida and Hung ever shook hands after the game? Were they friends? Did they go have a beer together when this epic battle had concluded?
I don't think so. You know, before the game, they would take the pictures of the guys shaking hands and standing next to each other. Nishida went on to have a very, very successful semi-pro career, and he wound up going back to Hawaii, which is where he was born, and played baseball there for years. And Hung played for a few more years, and during World War II, he joined the State Department and represented the United States over in China for many years.
The game featuring Nushita and Hong is just one of the many stories told by Gary Sierodkowski in The League of Outsider Baseball, an illustrated history of baseball's forgotten heroes, though not forgotten by Gary.